This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer on Saturday, 4 March, the year of our Lord, 2017. Today is going to be open lines. Our guests that we had scheduled for today had to cancel due to health reasons on Thursday. Eric, if you're listening, we hope you get well soon, buddy. Folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And there is plenty to talk about today, especially in the political theater of the United States. Wow. This morning started off with a bang. Donald Trump accused this, quote, sick Barack Obama of Nixon-slash-Watergate-type scandal for wiretapping his phones at the Trump Tower before the election. First started reading this, I thought it was another wild allegation. Winds up that in the effort of the Obama administration to document the possible connection to the Russians in the election, they revealed the source of some of their intelligence, which was wiretapping Trump Tower. Really interesting. Folks, this is going to get weird. Other thing, this witch hunt for Senator Sessions, now Attorney General Sessions, has taken another interesting turn. It winds up that his meeting with the Russian ambassador was actually set up by the Obama administration State Department last year. Folks, you get the feeling that Obama might be trying to, even though he's out of office, still trying to trip up President Trump. It's sure looking that way to me. You know, last night I was curious, so I looked up the laws on sedition. Well, in my opinion, and it's only my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, I've got a legal background, but I'm not a lawyer, this deal with President Obama, or former President Obama, recruiting these 30,000 rabble-rouser communist sympathizers and outright communists, and putting them through training, and then having another 25,000 in the training pipeline right now, with the stated claim and goal to force President Trump to either resign or to be impeached. Folks, to me, what Barack Hussein Obama is doing should be punishable under Title 18 United States Code. I forgot the exact subtext or subparagraph, but he meets the definition of sedition or acts of sedition and conspiracy, which is a separate penalty. I think that really, if Congress wants to investigate something, maybe that's where they ought to be going. I'd love to hear you folks' opinion. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Lori, what's your opinion on all this? I know you're on the line.
Oh, I'm here. Good morning, everyone. I think if this is what Obama's administration was doing, then, yeah, he should answer for it. I'm curious to find out what everybody else seems to think about this. And also, I'd like to know what everybody thought about the president's address to the House and all. So if anybody's got any thoughts, give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, it's a beautiful day outside here today in the Ozarks, and I can't wait to get outside.
Yeah, I'm the same way, Lori. We got to put fertilizer down in that big area we disced up. That's a project for today because it's supposed to rain Monday, and we need to get that magnesium in that 13-13-13 in the soil today. So, but that's an easy job. That's a half-hour job, not a big deal. Lori, what's your opinion on old Valerie Jarrett moving back in with the Obamas at their house that's about 10 blocks from the White House?
Who's moving in?
Valerie Jarrett. Remember his advisor that lived in the White House for the 8 years he was president, the Iranian that wrote in her yearbook she was going to use, when she was in high school, she was going to use the United States' own system to bring it down. You know, that Valerie Jarrett.
Wow. Moving in with them, huh?
Yeah, move back in with them. Now, there's been, I don't know if you caught it all already this week, but there's been some really interesting stuff. Obama's spokesman came out and said his sole purpose right now, his dedicated purpose, is to take down the Trump administration. And, of course, they're following Saul Alinsky's rules, which call for actually collapsing the system, violent demonstrations, all meant to degrade and collapse the system. I think things are going to get interesting. You know, I wouldn't call it an armed revolution, but I would say that it's conspiracy for armed revolution against the United States. And I think that when somebody sits down and looks at all the available information, that's the inescapable conclusion.
Wow.
So I think this summer is going to get really interesting. You know, I think once the weather warms up throughout the country, you're going to see all these demonstrations and riots start up again. And I want to be wrong on this, folks. I truly want to be wrong. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like I'm wrong based on the information coming out of the Obama machine right now, as in yesterday, today, all week, really. There was an article in one place, I think it was dailymail.co.uk a few days ago, that was actually, to me, kind of scary, where they're talking about, you know, he's got a 30,000-person strong army with another 25,000 in their training schools thing, and they're actually physical schools they send these people to learn how to disrupt life in the United States, how to protest, how to agitate, how to get others to join in with the rioting and burning and looting. And they're actually sending these people to these training facilities and teaching them how to do it. And of course, George Soros is it's reported that George Soros is funding a lot of this stuff, which doesn't surprise me when you look at what he did in the Ukraine and what he's doing now in Hungary. So, you know, none of this really surprises me. I find it to be an irritant and something unwelcome, but, you know, it really doesn't surprise me.
Oh.
But,
I didn't realize that people needed to be taught how to destroy somebody else's property and burn things to the ground. That's just mind-blowing, really. I'm one of these people, if you're going to protest, let's do it in a peaceful manner so that everybody's voice can be heard. Because when you destroy things and property that doesn't belong to you, you're not, in my book, you're not showing anything except how violent you can be. It doesn't really prove your point on what side of the issue you're on, other than your group can be violent and destructive.
Well, that's what they're working on, Lori. They want to instill an atmosphere of fear in the American people. They want to be feared. And as far as letting somebody else speak, no, they won't let anybody else speak. They will shut them down in the quickest and most violent way they can. This has been demonstrated for the past 18 months. You know, look at these Trump campaign rallies. You know, this is the same people that were beating up Trump supporters. So, yeah, it's going to get interesting.
To say the least, but like you said, me personally, I don't find that protesting. I just find it being violent and destructive. I don't find anything frightening about it. But if these people seem to think that the only way they can get attention is to throw what I consider a fit, like a 3-year-old, you know, then maybe we need to go back to spanking the child.
Well, I kind of agree with you on that one, 1,000%. But, excuse me. Anyway, this whole situation is going to come to a head, I'm afraid, this summer. You know, the Obama machine is not making any bones about what their intentions are. Their intentions are to bring down Trump. By extension, that would be the executive branch, and by further extension, that would be the U.S. government. And I really believe that somebody ought to be looking at him and his organization, not just to the civil side, but to the criminal side under sedition and possibly even treason if any of these people wind up being armed. I found at least three things that I believe he could be charged with right now, just based on press reports and based on his own spokesman's words. You know, I would actually, I mean, I'm going to write our congressman today, Lori, Jason Smith, and suggest this. And if everybody wrote their congressman, maybe something would happen. I kind of doubt it, but it might. You know, in Washington, D.C. politics, nothing is black and white. It's all quid pro quo. So, you know, I don't know what will happen. Anyway, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we'd love to get your input on this. You know, you're more than welcome to go ahead and call in this first segment. Just because normally we have a guest and we don't have call-ins doesn't mean you can't call in today. During this first segment. So, yeah, go ahead and give us a call, and we'll talk about this stuff.
Oh, definitely. Give us a shot. And it doesn't have to be exactly what we're talking about either.
No.
Don't wait till the last minute, because if you wait till the last half hour or so, when we get backed up with calls, we may not be able to get to you and, you know, what you'd like to say or what you would like someone else's opinion on that you might be thinking about. So, yeah, give us a shout. But... as far as Obama goes, you know, he has 8 years in office. I was hoping that, like most Americans, probably that he would do some good, but I really don't think he did all that much while he was in office for 8 years. And like I said before, the election and all, we've had attorneys in the White House for quite some time, and all they seem to do is be able to find those little loopholes to keep themselves out of trouble. I thought it was time for someone else, and me personally, yes, I voted for Trump, and I'm really curious to see what he can do in his first 4 years, and I would like the people to at least give him that opportunity to at least try to do something good, like they did with Obama and presidents beforehand. And I would really like to see the Democrats, if they don't want to respect the man, at least respect that office. Because when I watched his speech to the House the other night, I was deeply disappointed in the Democrats, because they just refuse to get behind anything that he wants to try and do. And I think he really wants to work with the Democrats, but I don't see the Democrats wanting to do anything. So, like I said, they may not like the man, but I think as our representatives that we have sent up there, they should at least respect the office. That means at least giving the person who's sitting in that chair a chance to do some good for the people. And if all of our Congress and Senate people are going to just sit up there and try and block him every time he turns around, they're really not giving him a chance.
Well, I agree. Unfortunately, Lori, I don't think the Democrats are going to cooperate in any fashion. I think that we as a nation, and especially as Washington, D.C., have reached an inflection point where cooperation is now out of the question. You know, I sincerely believe that. I hate that idea, but that's the way I see it. There, this point has been reached where it's just flat out war, political war between the two sides. And again, on the converse side of that is that I've really never trusted either party. I still maintain they're two heads of the same snake. And I believe that a lot of these senators that are coming up in a year and a half to run, and the congressmen that are coming up in 18 to run, are really worried about being reelected. And I think that's the only thing that's going to cause them to do what we would consider the right thing. Vice lining their own pockets. I think many of them are worried that if they don't support Trump, that they simply won't be reelected. And I mean, that's a good thing, I guess.
That's the chance they take when anybody is sitting in that chair, you know, as commander-in-chief. But at the same time, they represent us, the people, because we're the ones that put them there. And they're supposed to be the leaders of our states. They should at least, like I said, respect that office, if not the person in it, the office itself. And by showing disrespect the way they have during this election, I think it's just disgraceful. Since they represent their states, they should be bigger than those that are out there protesting and saying, look, we don't agree with everything he's doing, but we do stand behind the office.
Go ahead, Rory. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. You can't say I'm Republican, you can't say I'm Democrat. I'm one of these people who will listen to what's going on during the elections, hear what the candidates have to say, and like most people, I'm hoping they're not just voting their party, they're actually voting their conscience and voting for the person they think will actually do a better job for us, the people, as a whole. And in the last few presidents, I do believe Trump at least has said we. It's we. It's not I. And he has said it on numerous occasions, you know, it's not what I'm going to do, it's not what I want to do, it's what we're doing for the people, we the people. He's giving back power to the people, and that's where it belongs, and that's a good thing.
Well, I agree. And also, though, that facet of his personality and of his beliefs is what is upsetting the D.C. apple cart so much. You know, how dare he actually fulfill campaign promises, especially as fast as he's doing it? How dare he be for the people instead of the establishment in a deep state? And that's the reason we have all these lifelong bureaucrats in mid-level management putting out all these leaks to the press, doing everything they can to sabotage him. And one of Trump's advisors, I forgot which one it was, I just read it this morning, I already forgot, but is recommending to Trump that he fire all Obama appointees. Now, would that leave the various agencies in a lurch? Yes, somewhat. Could it be recovered from? Yes, I believe so, quickly. That would be the smartest thing for him, in my opinion, because it's blatantly obvious to the entire world that there's a concerted effort to take Trump out between the mainstream media, the former Obama administration, and their new Organized for America, I think, group that has, 30,000 trained people and 25,000 more in the pipeline being trained. This is, like, the only thing I can say, it's going to get interesting to watch what happens. And I think if we look at morality and politicians doing what is right, as the old saying goes, wish in one hand and in the other. So I just don't know, Lori. It's going to get interesting.
Good possibility.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're about ready to go to a break here in just a minute. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Go ahead and give us a call, and we'll answer your call right after break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in about 3 minutes. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer. Catch you in a couple.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome back to Rural Survival on RBN. We have a caller on the line, Rick from Missouri on line 5. Rick, are you there?
Good morning, Spencers. How's everybody?
Good morning, Rick. Doing fantastic. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. You know, just harassing the Buff Orpingtons. By the way, I'm thinking about putting them out in the tub here on the porch for a while. I don't guess there's a problem with that, is there?
No, not unless you've, the only thing that'd be a problem with it is if there's like blue jays around or something like that, they'll eat them. You might want to put a piece of screen on top or something.
Yeah, I got some screens from these gigantic 3x6 screens. I'd put that over there. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be fine then.
One looks like he's getting close to flying. I don't want him leaving either. You know, with respect to what you've been talking about, yeah, I think that, so many subjects. The average American, I don't know, you know, who knows what the average American is calling their news source. So, you know, what most people think at this point about what is happening, how informed are they? You have Nancy Pelosi about 1 to 2 weeks ago saying, what has he done? Nothing. Okay, now, she knows full well that he is moving at warp speed. He is making so many changes that he is causing panic among the far left. But she gets up in front of a specific news media, a venue, and makes a statement, and it says, what has he done? Nothing. Now, that soundbite, she knows that soundbite will go to certain places like CNN. That was You know, Tim, you don't wear pearls, but some people do.
No.
Okay, that soundbite was a piece of work meant to go certain places and to be heard by certain people for certain reasons. She knows,
correct.
You know, I wouldn't necessarily want to make a statement like that because everybody would look at me like I had two heads. They'd say, well, what is he talking about? The man's driving everybody crazy because he won't stop working. The man sleeps like
right.
3 hours a night. Okay, so what does everybody think about what's going on? Well, it depends on where they're looking. It depends on what information they have at their disposal. And then, of course, how much of it are they in a mood to assimilate? In other words, you know, you've got the, what do you call, the cognitive dissonance. If you tell the
right.
wrong people the wrong things, they glaze over or they go into a rage. Okay. So they even though the information may be available to them, they won't process it and they won't assimilate it because it hurts their head. Okay.
Correct.
So that being said, I'm going to take this discussion the same place I always take them all, and that is what does this mean to Lori? What does this mean to me, my kids? What's this mean to you? Well,
right.
Originally, when I felt fairly certain that Hillary Clinton was going to be elected president of the United States, I wondered and dreamed if we would have a violent revolt in the streets, but I thought the average man at this point is pretty well been decaffeinated, neutered, whatever.
Right.
I figured, you know, the average American is a boiled frog. He's done. Put a fork in him. There wasn't going to be a fight. We're just going to go down with a whimper. And I figured that was, and we just, we'd go small. We'd start
right.
trying to avoid the federal authorities, the blue and white trucks, the black trucks, trying to live out our lives as best we can, basically being stars in a Hunger Game movie.
Right.
But then Donald Trump got elected, and I thought, okay, their time frame has been altered a bit. Well, that's what
yes.
I thought. I was not anticipating this not-so-silent revolt, even in the deep state, although if we use the word deep state, you'll find that Cliff High has been using that term now for a year or two in the
yes, he has.
Reports, talking about trouble in the deep state. Well, up until about 6 months ago, I never gave the deep state a thought. And now, of course, I don't think about much else. So why this man hasn't rounded up these people from the deep state and done away with them, I'll just hang on right here.
All right, thank you, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Please stand by.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Good morning. Welcome back to Rural Survival on RBN. We have Rick in Missouri, still on line five. Rick, you want to go ahead and finish your thoughts?
Yes, well, here's the deal. What I was going to say before the break was we have these escapees, these criminals, these spiders running around inside the carpeting. Left over from 8 years of progressive government. Why they haven't been, now, let me interrupt that thought. Somewhere in the last 2 years, Obama created a new, I guess, an order, an executive order, that said that you can go around, grab a person, and essentially detain them endlessly without due process.
Correct.
That sounds like, something out of China or Cuba. If you don't like somebody the way they think and the way they talk, you just disappear them. Okay. This would be, I don't know if anybody's done it yet, but this is a great time to use Obama's law. After all, the people who are still inside the deep state will love this law because I know they loved Obama. So let's use this law. Let's find these individuals that are still hiding, disappear them, run them down to Guantanamo Bay for a while. There's plenty of empty cells. Obama saw to that. He emptied the place out, let all his buddies loose. Okay, let's run these guys down there and try them individually. And, I mean, I'd say one a year for the next 100 years.
That works.
And just try them, for espionage. And if they're innocent, I'm sorry. then we'll just let them go. I don't see a problem with this. What I was going to say, though, is this situation as it has now, let's say it's metastasized, what does this mean to the average person listening to this show? Not, you know, my family is made up of a cross-section of everything. So they're, you know, as a cross-section of America, my family, you know, 100-plus people, probably would serve as a good example. But what does this mean to the person listening to this show? What are we to expect now? I was thinking when Trump got elected that there may be something of a reprieve, that we may actually not be forced to defend ourselves or to do something violent. Now,
well,
I am beginning to wonder if they're going to push it there anyway.
Rick, I think they are. The biggest thing I see is that what we're experiencing now is something that has never been experienced in this country, to the best of my knowledge. A former president organizing a physical effort to remove the person that succeeded him.
Right.
You know, I don't think this has ever happened before.
Well,
so I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, if you did that to Bill Clinton, your brake lines would suddenly burst without warning.
Correct.
So, okay. So, I mean, maybe we can have some of that. But you're right. This is totally unprecedented. If you ask me, the man needs to be arrested by Jeff Sessions and tried for espionage or treason or something.
Sedition, I would say.
You're not allowed to. I don't think you're allowed to actively interfere with the President of the United States, are you?
No, you're not.
I think that's against the law. I bet if I try.
Like I said, it's not treason. It won't be treason unless he arms these 55,000 people and they actually start physically attacking the country, in a military manner. That would be treason. But what he's doing
now
is sedition.
Well, what about just running around the streets burning cop cars? I mean, that is a problem.
Well, it is a problem, but again, I personally believe, now I'm not a lawyer, Rick, you know that. I've been involved in law for 35 years, but I'm not a lawyer. But what I think is right now it's at the sedition level and not the treason level.
Well, what would the punishment for sedition be? Does anybody have
20 years, maximum penalty, 20 years in prison. And I think it's a $200,000 fine. I might be wrong on that.
Well, the United States would have to pay that. But, okay, well, that sounds good to me. That's a good start. Alphonse Capone was never put away for racketeering or running liquor. It was just income tax evasion. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, let's just begin with what we have and be people of thanks. You know, let's just put him away for sedition for 20 years and we can just, you know, be thankful that we even got that far. Well, the question that's burning in my mind, you know, as I continue to do all the things that I'm supposed to be doing, you know, as a prepared human being, is wonder how this is going to wind up manifesting itself. Let's just say in the near term, let's just say before school starts again later this year, before fall, where are we going? Will out of pure rage and hate, will they collapse the dollar? Will they collapse the economy? What are these guys going to do? I'm just so curious to see.
Well, you know, Rick, it can go so many different ways. If the Obama organization, what they call OFA, was to do what they've currently stated they're going to do, I think you'd see supply disruptions because of blocked interstates, and stuff like that. Of course, that happens. That is going to take down the economy. So it could go that way.
Sure.
I mean, that's the most logical result, in my opinion, if they follow through on their threats. Then again, if they don't get anywhere, it could affect people like us and our listeners in basically no way whatsoever unless you live in a city, which I don't recommend right now. But,
no.
I know where you live and you know where I live.
Most people do.
You know, it won't affect us.
Well, most people do live. No, but most people do live in a city of some kind.
Right.
It was, I think, interesting to see the election map, and you saw that almost all the major hubs for human, where people live and breathe,
right.
they all basically went blue, with the entire
Correct.
nine-tenths of the center of this country, the agricultural, the rural, that all was conservative. And
Correct.
So I think, you know, you're... Well, hey, wait a minute. I just had a marvelous idea. If panic does break out in the cities, for the most part, it won't affect a prepper. It won't affect a conservative. It's basically what we'll have here is the supporters of the deep state will wind up punishing themselves accidentally.
I think you're right. I really do.
Supply this. Yeah, they'll be the ones trampled into Walmart. That's how that'll work. I hate to seem petty this morning, but, you know, sometimes when you play with the bull, you get the horn, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. I know exactly what you mean, both figuratively and physically.
Right, right. Well, that was kind of all I wanted to point out this morning. I'm just, you know, wondering how to use this information, such as it is, to manifest itself in my preps. That's what I want, you know.
Well, Rick, only the...
Keep on keeping on. I think that's...
I apologize.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the only thing I can recommend is be ready at all times.
Yep, well, I'll see what I can do about this. Well, okay.
Yep.
All right, you guys. Nice show. I'll be right here if you need me.
All right, thank you, Rick. We appreciate it.
Gotcha.
Lori, who do we have next?
Actually, we have two callers on hold. Our next caller is Andy in Texas on line 3. Andy, are you still there?
Hey, good morning. I think one of the biggest things people need to do right now is relax, because Donald Trump is being, he's doing the right thing. He's a very smart gentleman. He's letting these people expose themselves. And the more you expose, that means
right.
when you get... Yeah, they have to expose themselves. You don't know who to go after until you know who to go after. But he needs the public to know who to go after. I mean, Obama has done something weird, because when he was in the presidency, he raided Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, just stole private investors' money and used it to finance his Obamacare, as according to AJ.
Right.
And they just merely sent letters to the investors saying your investment failed. And took the money.
Right.
And then he also funneled like $30 billion to the George Soros campaign to finance all these Black Lives Matter and stuff, which that in itself is sedition. He stole taxpayer dollars to fight against his own government. So we got a whole bunch being exposed here. The more we get it out over the radio airwaves here, and the more people listen, but we got to get it into the mainstream media too, and that's just not going to happen. But the more they keep lying to us, and the more you guys are going to get traffic. And that's the reason why you guys are getting much more traffic, is because you got the poor people that are now homeless. You got the middle class that are now poor. You got the rich people who are now middle class. You got the super rich who are just rich now. People are reaching out to find answers to why all this is happening. And they're not getting any answers from the TV. So that's how you guys' traffic is picking up. That's how these other stations, these other so-called alternative, I believe you guys are the mainstream because you tell the truth. This is what's going on here. But I think Donald Trump is doing the right thing. He's got to let people understand how these guys are. I mean, you look at the Russian connection. Who had the Russian connection? Hillary Clinton. She sold off 20% of our uranium over here in our
country. Yes, she did.
For a donation to her foundation. There's your Russian connection. I mean, how many times did Obama set up a meeting with what's his name over there in Russia? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And it's kind of a Machiavellian thing, because they're blaming
Internet.
This side of the pendulum for what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny, everything they accuse the Trump administration of, they're either doing right now or they have done in the past. You know, it's incredible. The hubris is incredible.
What's that saying, calling the kettle black?
Yes, exactly, Lori.
Well, I mean, the more they expose themselves, you're seeing the enemy of the state right now. And there's your deep state right there, because these guys are, they're not treasonistic because we're not at war, but they are traitors. They're traitors to the Constitution. The McCains, the Harry Reid who left, thank God, but he's still in there. You got right. Lindsey Graham, you got Nancy Pelosi, you got Chuck Schumer, you got all these different people that are openly stepping out against Donald Trump. And that just right. that just reveals who these people are. What does Donald Trump want to do? He wants to bring jobs back here. He wants to reduce the corporate tax so jobs will come back here. He wants to right. fix the border. These are all things the American people bought into when they elected him. So why are these people so against that? Because they have an agenda, and Donald Trump
exactly.
doesn't fit in it. They were planning for Hillary Clinton to be the president. That's why all this stuff happened. And the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, that's one way they can go after all these treasonous people. But the Patriot Act is still sitting there, too. And they all
exactly.
fit the category of everything in both of those documents. So we've got them by the, let's say, gonads, because
right.
they simply have... They walked themselves into a trap, and now they're desperate. They're rats. They're cornered rats, and they're lashing out. And that's all they got. We got them.
Yeah, we do. The question is, will Trump be allowed in the near future to actually take legal, lawful actions against them? You know, will he be permitted to? You know, it's not that I don't think he'll want to, but will he be permitted to? You know, that's
then the question is,
in my mind.
Who will stop him? Who will stop him?
Well, that's a good question, but they stopped JFK, remember?
Oh, then it's on. When that happens, it's on. If they harm one
so.
Little hair on this guy's head, it's on. We will have a civil war. And all these snowflakes
right.
out there crying and whining about Hillary losing, they're not the ones packing the guns here. Okay?
No, they're not. They're afraid of guns.
Yeah.
Now, guys, keep in
exactly.
mind, I'm female, but I honestly don't think that Hillary would have been the right female president for our country. I'm not against
Hillary. Oh, anybody but her.
You know,
no, I agree. Anybody but Hillary.
But Hillary is not that person.
I would have taken Mrs. Watsadinkle Palin up there from Alaska before Hillary.
That might have been interesting, actually.
Or even Ann Coulter before Hillary.
Oh, yeah. That would have been real interesting.
Well, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Both of them on the same ticket.
They ran the wrong candidate. And you know what? We might have a Bernie Sanders president if they would have allowed him to win the primary election. But they totally stole it. I mean, they already gave
yeah.
California
yeah.
to Hillary before they even counted the votes, before the vote even happened. They already gave it to
That's
her.
True.
And then they also gave a bunch of electoral votes from, like, Colorado and Wyoming before they even voted. No, we're not even going to have a vote. We're just going to give our electoral, or we're not electoral, but our whatever, super delegates. We're going to just give them to
yeah.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, this country is going to hell in a handbasket, and we've got a lucky guy up there that we got in miracle-wise, because they did so much fraud to keep him out, so it had to be a landslide. So that tells you the majority
right.
of people want this guy. So there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that we can't go after these people. And if he doesn't, I'll be very disappointed. Hillary Clinton needs, people say she needs to be in jail. I think she needs to be hanging from a light post.
Well,
I agree
with you, Andy.
Anyway, that's all I got. I just had to spit my mouth out here.
Well, thank you. You call back any time, Andy, and really enjoyed it.
I appreciate you, too. You have a good day.
You too, Andy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a break here in about 1 minute. Let me see. Mike in Colorado dropped, unfortunately. Mike, you're welcome to call back if you'd like to. We'd love to hear from you.
If you do, we'll talk to you right after the break.
Yeah. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you can call in on any subject you want to. You know, we don't have to talk about what Lori and I have been talking about, but I'd love to continue the conversation. Andy had some really great points I'd love to hear people's opinions on what he had to say. I personally think he's dead on target. But anyway, like I said, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We got about 30 seconds before the break. I want to invite people to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Tons of great information. It's all free. Take a look at it. Okay, folks, we will be back in about 3 minutes. Talk to you in a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome back to Real Survival on RBN. We did have a caller on the line, but he dropped. It was Mike in Colorado. So, Mike, if you're still listening, give us a call back, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. And in the meantime, I was wondering what everybody kind of thought of this. What Trump's trying to do is pass it so that all of our House representatives and Senate representatives are limited to a certain term in office instead of, like, forever of being up there. And when I say forever, a lot of us know that a lot of our candidates have been voted in to office over and over and over again, so they've spent basically most of their life probably here in Washington. Me personally, I think it's a good thing that we have term limits set for them.
I personally don't think that we the people should keep paying their salary once they're out of office. Because when we do a job as the people, you know, we go out and do our jobs. We don't continue to get a paycheck after we've left that job. So my question is, why should they? But hey, it's just my thoughts. But let me hear what you've got to say. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. And love to hear from you. And if it's not about what I'm talking about, that's okay. I call these shows that we do where we have just columns from our audience, y'all show. So it's what you guys would like to talk about. So give us a shout back and let us know, okay? Tim, do you have anything?
You know, one thing I'd like to see happen, I don't think it ever will, but you might or might not be aware of this, Lori, but there was one time in our past that U.S. senators were appointed by state legislatures instead of elected by popular vote. And if you think about it, that would actually be in the best interest of the states to do that again. Because you look at our Senator Claire McCaskill, how many times she has voted on items that were contrary to the wishes of the state, you know, even to the point where the state passed a constitutional carry bill here a while back. You know, he started out with shall issue and now basically no restrictions other than age and whether or not somebody's a felon, you know, which was directly the opposite of what she was trying to do. Therefore, it's my opinion that if we went back to state legislatures picking the senators, those senators would then, of course, be beholden to the states they came from, vice lining their pockets. That, you know, just for what it's worth. I don't think it'll ever happen. It's sort of a pipe dream of mine to take it back the way it was originally formed. I'd like to see that happen. Of course, the representative still being directly elected by the people. That's the way it's supposed to go. They're representing the people. That's the reason they call them representatives. And as far as term limits go, I don't think there's an ice cube chance in hell of it happening, but I would absolutely love to see it happen. You know, I think it would be fantastic. You know, I don't know what to limit them to. I would say senators to three terms, that'd be 18 years, representatives to maybe six terms, which would be 12 years, or eight, which would be also 16 years. You know, the institutionalized politicians, in reality, do no good whatsoever for their constituents. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're almost at our break right now. We will be back in about 2.5 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. See you in 2 minutes.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.